test 69, section 3, question 17. This one says, which principle helps justify it? It says, because no other theory has been able to predict so simply and accurately, the advance of the perihelion of Mercury is sometimes cited as evidence in support of the general relativity. So, because nothing else explains X, and you don't have to know what X is, it's cited as evidence for relativity. However, this phenomenon was already well known when Einstein developed his theory, and he quite probably adjusted his equations to generate the correct numbers for it. So, everybody knew about it, and he might have tweaked his numbers to do it. Therefore, accounting for this advance should not be counted as evidence in support. So it's saying you shouldn't count it as support. Now, we've got to break this down and make it simpler. So it's saying this shouldn't count as evidence that his theory is right because he could have tweaked the theory to match that data. So that's kind of what we want, is something that says if you could tweak the theory to match the data, then the data doesn't prove your theory. So, unless phenomena predicted by scientific theory is unknown at the time the theory is developed, the theory should not be credited with the discovery of that. It's not about the discovery, it's about whether it's evidence for it. A phenomenon that is predicted by a scientific theory should not count as evidence in favor of that theory unless the theory was developed with that phenomenon in mind. That, if anything, would say that we should use it. Okay. Unless a theory can accurately account for all relevant phenomena that are already well known, it cannot be regarded as well supported. No, it's not about whether it's well supported, it's whether or not that advance should be counted as evidence. If a theory is adjusted specifically to account for some particular phenomenon, a match between that theory and that phenomenon should not count as evidence in favor of the theory. That's exactly what we're looking for. And remember, not phenomenon just means thing. And then if a theory is adjusted to generate the correct predictions for some phenomenon that is already known to the scientists developing it, the theory should not be counted as predicting it. And here again, the problem is it's not about predicting the phenomenon. It's about whether the phenomenon counts as evidence. And therefore, answer choice D is our correct one.